Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chuck Hostetler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Gorsica. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Gorsica. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Paul O'Day. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Calvert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Paul Calvert. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calvert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco bunts towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is hit by the pitch. Hockett moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar takes first base on ball four. Hockett moves to third. O'Day moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Calvert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calvert hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hostetler. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Hostetler steals second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hostetler scores. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-0 in the game. Rocco hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Cullenbein moves to second. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to second for the out. Cullenbein moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo scores. York moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Calvert covering, for the out. York scores. Higgins moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Tigers. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hostetler takes first base on ball 4. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gleiman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Pat Seary pinch hits for Ed Gleiman. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to third. Seary moves to second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Seary scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Bob Gillespie now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau moves to third. Rocco moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Rocco scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Day hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. O'Day reaches second base with a double. Hockett scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie strikes out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco juggles the ball. That's an error on Rocco. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. York hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo scores. Higgins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rocco takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rocco. The throw from Swift and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gillespie has Rocco trapped. There's the throw to Higgins and over to Swift, who tags Rocco for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Allie Reynolds now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to third. Hoover moves to second. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ross scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. York hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Outlaw strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hostetler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hoover strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.